More King and Country with Michael W. Smith on a song of his from back in the day, Place in This World on WWIB. And I guess we could kind of separate the older from the younger and say, who remembers that song originally from Michael W.? And if you did, you know, you're amongst the older crew. It's time for the best 5 minutes of the day. We're a little early, I admit it. 15 and a half before six. We just couldn't wait to get to Jason Cairns. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good. I remember a place. I assumed you were playing Michael W. Smith, Place in This World. I mean, I was in high school, yeah, when that came out. So,
For King and Country has updated it, right? They do their rendition with him in it. So,
huh. Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. It goes back a number of years now to maybe even when we were in Liberia, 2016 to 2018. But just for the last decade, the mood on social media is different than it used to be.
Yeah, that's true.
And I experienced that again yesterday, where truly yesterday morning, I just came across this thing. I don't know where it's from. It's Stoic Nomad. So I don't know. I didn't do it. You know, sometimes I've been criticized for sharing like a Mr. Rogers quote because people didn't like the source. The people who shared it. So
yeah.
Anyway, I didn't dig all into this, but basically it was 7 places to stay silent at all costs. And,
yeah,
you know, and I kind of left it alone. And I shared it because, I shared it because, you know, as I've said before, my biography might be called Me and My Big Mouth, and fits for radio, I guess. But, I mean, people were kind of getting upset about some of the points. We can share them here on the radio, but I don't know. You saw it. What did you think?
You know, I think, yes, there are definitely places we need to be slow to speak and quick to listen, right? And I think this just gave us opportunities to see some of those places. You know, I don't have it in front of me,
yeah,
but, you know, I think when we're really emotional, I think I agreed with all of the points. And one of the things I think would be good for us as people is to have that tendency to be asking ourselves, is it a good idea to speak up in this situation? I think because sometimes we just lash out so fast and mm-hmm. assume us adding words to words is going to make the situation better, and it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, in general, I as I shared later in the day, I'm like, hey, I just saw this, and I my advice to every guy, especially getting married, you've heard me say this, is James 1:19, be quick to listen, slow to speak, which would, and slow to become angry. Slow to speak doesn't mean you don't speak at all, and I don't know if people were interpreting the fact that and I know it's kind of a tense time culturally, but if you're telling me I need to just shut up, I mean, that's not what I interpreted from it. But let's share the thing. 7 places to stay silent at all costs is what number one is: be silent if you don't know the full story, which is, I think there's a lot of wisdom in that. And I think
absolutely,
a lot of us can speak up right when we only know, you know, we're pulling on the tail of the elephant and we think we know the whole elephant.
I think social media definitely contributes to that. We become experts in things that we are definitely not experts in. And so, yes.
Yes. Number two, be silent when you feel too emotional. Okay, good advice.
Yep.
Number three, be silent in the heat of anger. Good advice.
Yep.
Seems to really resonate with the verse I just shared.
Absolutely.
Number four, be silent if your words can offend a person. Now, that one seemed to be controversial.
Yep. Yeah, and I think sometimes, and here's where one of my points was, is that sometimes Christians take it as a badge of honor when they're offensive,
mm-hmm.
and it's the message that should offend, not the manner. And mm-hmm. I think what happens is that people are like, "Wow, I offended someone. That must mean I'm for Jesus."
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't. It just means you're a jerk. And I think we have to be careful of that.
Yeah, and again, I shared this at our Sunday night group the other day, but I mean, 1 Peter 3:15 is one of the classic apologetics verses, right? Be prepared to give an account and anybody asks you.
Yep.
But I think if you really dwell on that, it doesn't say, you know, sneak up behind him and hit him over the head with the Bible.
Right.
It says that, you know, basically it says to me, you're living such a life, salt and light, that maybe you would prompt them to ask.
Right.
And I think that is respectful. And then it even goes on to say that when you share, you should do it with kindness and, like, gentleness. Like, you know, so anyhow.
Yep.
Number five was be silent if your words can destroy a friendship. Number six, be silent if you can't talk without yelling, which seems to be self-explanatory. And number seven, Be silent if your silence can save bonds. So,
Yeah, I think there's good advice there. And absolutely, there are times to speak, right? And there are times we should speak when our voice is trembling.
Right.
But I think we would do better as people if we would slow down and listen a little bit more.
Yeah. All right. We have got Matthew 26, 17 through 19.
And it says, on the first day of the festival of the unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, where do you want us to prepare the Passover meal for you? As you go into the city, he told them, you will see a certain man. Tell him the teacher says, my time has come, and I will eat the Passover meal with my disciples at your house. So the disciples did as Jesus told them and prepared the Passover meal there.
And in Letters to the Beloved, you tackle it this way. On Thursday, the first feast day of Passover, the disciples came and asked Jesus, where should we prepare the dinner? Jesus sent them into Jerusalem, where they were to meet up with a man who had a space they could use. They found the man and followed him to his house, where he showed them a large upper room. Settling in, they began preparations. Pretty similar to this
question. Yeah, pretty similar. Yeah. You know, again, I think some of this is just how do we put ourselves in the story to kind of see what's going on there. And, you know, and for one of the things that I did with this, and I did this also with notes from the upper room, is walk in. What does it look like? What are you seeing when you're there? And you may not get it right. You probably won't. But to try and put yourself into the space, into the story. And I think we can do that here as well.
Very good. Thank you, friend. Our buddy Jason Kanz, WWIB, best 5 minutes of the day. President-elect Donald Trump has chosen former Congressman Sean Duffy to serve as his Secretary of Transportation. Duffy represented Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District from 2011 to 2019, stepped down to help care for his daughter born with a heart defect. Prior to Congress, he served as District Attorney of Ashland County. More recently, he's been a co-host of The Bottom Line on Fox Business.
Well, if you could add over a decade to your life by doing something simple, would you do it?
Yes.
A recent study reveals that every hour of walking could add up to 6 hours to a person's life expectancy. Fascinating.
This is interesting because I'm remembering in the summer we said every hot dog you eat takes 30 seconds out of your life.
So if you walk for an hour while eating a hot dog.
Do the math. It sounds like a story problem for the kids. Researchers found that if all Americans over 40, I qualify, you're not there yet, match the activity levels of the most active quarter of the population, average life expectancy could increase by 5 years.
Specifically, the least active individuals could potentially gain nearly 11 additional years of life by incorporating about 111 minutes of walking into their daily routine. Now, that's a pretty good amount of walking.
That is a lot.
But break it up into smaller bite-sized pieces, I guess.
See, I feel good about a 20-minute dog walk.
Right.
But 111 minutes...
But again, you know, it's like, hey, you can't do 111 minutes. If you can do 15, do 30, whatever it is, it's certainly going to help.
I think one movie said baby steps, right? So that's what we want to do. The study, which utilized data from activity monitors rather than self-reported information, shows a much stronger connection between physical activity and longevity than previously understood.
And of course, what's going through my head right now is the Keep Walking song from The Grapes on the Walls of Jericho and the VeggieTales movie as well. I am not going to sing it, but that is what is dancing through my head right now.
The WIB Wake Up Show, your chance to win Tuesday trivia on a 53-degree Tuesday coming up on 11 before 8.
And what a wonderful prize we have for you, courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. How about a free regular value basket? Plus, we'll give you dessert as well, a free medium concrete mixer. So a medium concrete mixer and a free value basket from our friends at Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. If you can solve this question, 715-723-2555, 723-2555. It is as follows here on a Tuesday trivia day on the WIB Wake Up Show. Americans spend over $700 million annually on this. On what? Americans spend over $700 million annually on this. 715-723-2555 for a chance to get a great meal and dessert from Culver's.
Must be something we like. What is it? Let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Watson.
Hi, Tammy. Good to hear from you.
What do you think?
Is it car insurance?
Is it car insurance? Good guess.
$700 million a year on them. Maybe not something we like, but we have to have. That's not it. Thank you.
Americans spend over $700 million each year on this. On what? 715-723-2555.
Keep those calls coming. Tammy was brave. She was a leader, but we need some other guesses. Well, again, a terrific prize, Caleb.
Yeah, who wouldn't want to win a free value basket from Culver's? I'd go with the Culver's Deluxe, personally. I know you've mentioned your deep and abiding affection for the crinkle fries.
I do love the crinkle fries. I've said before, those are my favorite fries. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Liz from Menominee.
Hey, yes. Liz.
I think it's Halloween costumes.
Halloween. Is it Halloween costumes?
We do spend a lot of money on those. Could that be it? Sorry, Liz.
Americans spend over $700 million annually on this. What is it? 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Caroline from Rice Lake.
Caroline, hi.
What do you think?
Is it streaming services?
Streaming service. Okay, sure.
Fantastic guess. People have one or more of those. It's not it. All right, thanks.
Yeah, if you had Netflix the other day and were trying to watch that boxing match, didn't work out for you so well.
Bad PR. 3-0, ladies. Where are the guys? 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Xavier Tony.
There it is. Xavier stepping up for the men. Hi.
What do you think?
Is it student loans?
Is it student loans?
Oh, boy.
Over $700 million annually on student loans. Okay, I can see that.
Can that be it? Sorry.
Americans spend over $700 million a year on what?
See, I was kind of teasing that it's got to be something we love, but people are kind of in like bills and
well,
insurance.
I mean, true, yeah.
Loans and, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry.
I'm going to say health insurance premiums.
Health insurance premiums. Okay, we've had car insurance guests. Yeah. Is it health insurance premiums?
Sorry.
Thank you, Sherry. Good to hear from Bloomer, the jump rope capital of the world,
yes,
I do believe.
She's reminded us of that.
Yes.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Tammy, call number two. Hi.
Is it fast food?
Is it fast food? $700 million a year on fast food?
We're talking about a Culver's prize. Could that be it? It's not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Tammy. 715-723-2555. Tuesday Trivia.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Turn down your radio.
It's Maddie Gross from Bruges, Wisconsin. But I think it's in grocery stores.
Grocery stores.
Okay, $700 million on groceries per year.
Uh-huh. Could that be it? Sorry.
Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555 if we have time for more.
And we do. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
All right, Tony, three calls left. You're one of them. Go ahead.
Holiday decorations.
That's a great guess.
Sure.
Fantastic guess.
Makes me think that I probably need to check and make sure all my Christmas lights are working.
Liz already doing it. I'm sorry, Tony. That's not it.
Thank you, Tony. Good to hear from you.
Hi, two more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Sam Duquette from Rice Lake.
All right, Sam.
Is it car registration?
Car registration.
Sure. And probably if you throw the wheel tax in there, too. You've got that in your county.
Yeah. All right. Other than fast food, a lot of these don't represent fun in my mind, but that's not it. One last guess before 8 o'clock. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brayden from Eau Claire.
All right, Brayden, what do you think?
I'm going to guess gum.
Gum. I like that guess.
Yeah.
Could it be Spearmint? Could be Wrigley's?
I had a little piece of gum yesterday afternoon just to get my sugar fix. That didn't do it, though. Thank you, Braden. Feed My People Food Bank announcing yesterday the upcoming retirement of their executive director, Suzanne Becker.
I've been blessed to work with so many dedicated, compassionate folks right here in the Chippewa Valley, including FMP's staff and board and our amazing community. There continues to be too many children, seniors, and families who struggle with hunger. And while I'm proud of the work we've done together, there is so much more to do.
Becker will officially step down early next year, having worked at FMP since 2011. Tuesday Trivia, WWIB, second go-around.
Indeed, and we would love to put this prize in your hands. How about a free value basket courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Hallie, and Rice Lake. And on top of that, a free medium concrete mixer, a full meal from Culver's, if you can solve this at 715-723-2555. The question is as follows. Americans spend over $700 million annually on this. Americans spend over $700 million a year on what?
What is it? Let us know. 723-2555. We've got callers already. To the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Liz from Menominee.
All right, Liz.
Okay. With orange weekend coming up, I say it's deer hunting licenses.
Ah,
deer hunting licenses. All right, over $700 million annually on deer hunting licenses. Is that it?
She's thinking the hosts are really timely. That's not true.
Thank you, Liz. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Hi, WWIB, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, guys. Brian from Oliva.
Hey, Brian.
What do you think?
Things for pets. Pet costumes, toys, stuff like that.
Pet costumes, all right. Yeah, things for pets. That's a good guess. It's not it, though.
Not things for pets. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Brian usually calls a little later in the contest, so that's, second go-around. That's kind of early for him. 723-2555. No calls at the moment.
Americans spend over $700 million a year on what? On this.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Yo, Tony, what do you think?
Airline travel.
Airline travel. Oh, just ahead of the busiest travel day of the year next Wednesday. Could that be it? No.
715-723-2555. What do we spend over $700 million a year on?
By the way, they say 80 million are going to be traveling. It looks like maybe some snow for a lot of the country. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Desmond from Altoona again.
Hey, Desmond.
Hey, Desmond. What do you think, buddy?
Thanks for calling back.
Is it cars?
Is it cars? Over $700 million a year on cars.
Sometimes the car repair bill has felt like $700 million. It's not it, though.
Americans spend over $700 million a year on this. On what? 715-723-2555 for a free value basket and a free medium concrete mixer from Culver's.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bob from Rice Lake.
Hey, Bob.
What do you think?
Hey, I'm going to go out on a limb. How about Halloween costumes?
Okay. Is it Halloween costumes? That was actually guessed earlier this hour. Do you have a bonus guess, an extra guess?
Okay, how about soft drinks?
Is it soft drinks?
Okay, good guess. That's not it. Sorry, Bob.
A lot of great creative guesses, but we have not solved this yet. What do we spend over $700 million a year on?
All right, three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Caroline from Rice Lake.
Hi, Caroline.
Is it Christmas presents?
Christmas presents, yeah.
Okay, sure.
Just over a month till Christmas. Could that be it? That's not it. Sorry.
Two guesses left at 715-723-2555. Then we bring this past 845.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Wyatt.
All right, Wyatt.
And I'd say...
Go ahead.
Travel to National Parks.
Travel to national parks.
Okay, so national park travel and right. Admission and such.
That's the thoughtful answer, but that's not it.
Thank you, Wyatt.
One more go at it this time around. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is John from Ladysmith.
Hey, John. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to guess lawn care, mowing your lawns.
Lawn care.
Lawn care, okay.
All right. A terrific guess. Thoughtful. Could that be it? It's not it. Sorry.
All right, we'll try again after 8:45. Be listening for the cue to call again. What do we spend over $700 million a year on in America? Tuesday trivia, try number 3 here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. The number to dial, 715-723-2555. The question, Americans spend over $700 million annually on what? The prize, goodies from Culver's. How about a value basket and a free medium concrete mixer courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake? Again, 715-723-2555. Americans spend over $700 million a year on what?
We've got one brave caller right now, but some others start to fill up at 723-2555 because, of course, everybody wants to go to Culver's for free on us. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Wyatt from Conrath, Wisconsin.
Hey, Wyatt.
Fast food.
Is it fast food? That was guessed earlier. Do you want to try again, Wyatt?
Amazon
purchases. All right, good thinking on your feet. Is it Amazon purchases, $700 million a year?
Sorry.
Thank you, Wyatt. Call back 715-723-2555 to get us directly here in the studio on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Tempton from Oxio. Is it toilet paper?
Is it toilet paper?
Oh, yeah. That was a big one a few years ago. Could that be it? We all still need it. No, it's not it.
Good guess. 715-723-2555. Americans spend over $700 million annually on this.
Hmm. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hannah from Colfax.
What do you think, Hannah?
Is it Christmas trees?
Is it Christmas trees?
Good, timely guess.
Lowe's season.
Creek Tree Farm?
Yeah.
We've been talking about. That's not it.
715-723-2555. Americans spend over $700 million a year on this.
A clean slate right now. If you call, you could get right on the air immediately. 723-2555. More than $700 million a year on what? The hints typically come after 745 on a Win It Wednesday. So nothing so far on a hint.
A lot of great guesses. Again, what do we spend in America over $700 million a year on?
Just in this country alone. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dave from Mondovi.
What do you think, Dave?
Dog food?
Is it dog food? Eating Fido.
We've talked about pet costumes or something else, but that's not it.
Thank you, Dave. 715-723-2555. What do we spend over $700 million a year on?
Call's a little slow here, but trickling in. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
In from Osseo again.
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead. Pardon me?
Toothbrushes.
Okay.
Good to replace that. Huh. I forget how often you're supposed to replace it, but fairly often, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
3 months or so.
Sorry, that's not it.
Not toothbrushes. Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555.
Three
we spend
more.
$700 million a year on it.
Three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Peggy and Butternut, and I say Christmas lights.
Christmas lights.
Christmas lights.
If it's not Christmas trees, could it be Christmas lights? That's not it. Sorry.
Good to hear from Butternut, though.
Yeah, for sure. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Darcy from Rice Lake.
Hi, Darcy.
And is it bottled water?
Bottled water. Yeah. Sure, $700 million a year on that.
Another great guess. Could that be it? Sorry, Darcy.
One more guess before Tuesday trivia will have to morph into Win It Wednesday, as it so often does. Who's the last hope for Tuesday?
And maybe nothing, because we have no callers at the moment.
Who wants to be the last one, or do we just push this off? Americans spend over $700 million a year on this. Again, we want to set you up with a full meal from Culver's, a free value basket, and a free medium concrete mixer.
All right, we're going to one more call here before we push it off. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Darcy again.
Darcy, call back. All right. Lake. What do you think?
Is it sport drinks?
Sports drinks.
Yes. Okay, sure.
There we go.
There's a lot of different varieties of those.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's not at that.
Thank you, Darcy. Good to hear from Rice Lake again. And 7:15-ish tomorrow is when we'll pick this up again, Halvo, and see if we can get a winner on a Win It Wednesday.
Speaking of Rice Lake, go Warriors Friday at 1 at Camp Randall against Slinger. You're going to be there.
Looking forward to it.